Bring me Mordecai from the king's gate, while I ponder Haman's fate. First, his wealth I'll confiscate and bestow on Esther his estate. But how else should Haman pay?
Excuse me, Your Highness, if I may. On Haman's land today there stands a gallows 50 cubits high, a gallows built for Mordecai.
In a 30 cubit zone. This is the final straw. Haman broke a zoning law. Mordecai, I am so glad that you are here. I summoned you to name you as my new grand vizier. And Haman, I hereby sentence to the fate that he would have meant for you. Hang him higher than the trees, and my anger slowly shall ease.
Your Majesty, your wisdom is astonishing and clear. The world will praise your choice of Mordecai as Grand Vizier. To show how much your faith in his integrity I share, I place my
simple thing. Haman's decree bore the seal of the king. As such, it can never be undone, not even by the king, not by anyone. But still, I'll give Mordecai my ring, allowing him to act in the name of the king. Use it to write any edict that you may.
Then throw the palace entrance wide and let the citizens inside. I want everyone to hear what I say. Message to every satrapy in Persia and to every Jew in the land. Every satrap and prince and governor of Persia shall do everything he can to provide all the Jews with weaponry and with training for their own defense. And with in preparation for upcoming events. On the 13th day of the month of Adar, anyone who ventures to sack any Jewish home will be subjected to a brutal counterattack. And once victorious, each Jewish is entitled to plunder his foe's estate. Though I do suspect that this will be a privilege that the Jews would never contemplate.
Succeed, for the sun will surely fall.